Hello, welcome to another episode of Heart to Heart with Esther Jude. This podcast is hosted by Esther Omikunle, and on this podcast she shares inspiring and educative content to inspire you on the journey to living your best life. Come along and listen to educative content, engaging content, learn, share, and live your best life. Thank you for listening. Let's get started. Welcome once again to another episode of Heart to Heart with Esther Jude. I'm pretty excited to be talking to you guys because it's really been a minute, or maybe more than a minute. And, you know, due to several circumstances, I've had to focus more on blogging than podcasting, but I'm pretty, pretty excited. And Happy New Year, wherever you're listening to me from. Welcome to 2024. I trust you're keeping well and, you know, how is the year looking at your end? Is it looking bright and cheerful? You know, I wish you a very, very beautiful 2024. And, you know, I'm pretty excited to be here this morning because, you know, I had not initially planned to record a podcast episode this morning, but I was just, you know, meditating this morning, listening to beautiful music, and something struck in my heart. I was listening to Casting Crowns, if you listen to Casting Crowns many years ago, and they had like released a new album where they were going through some of their older songs, and it was just so beautiful to listen to this song again. However, as I listened, a particular song stuck with me, and I just knew in my heart that I needed to share this song with people. And I was wondering what the best way to share it. You know, I was considering just sharing the lyrics on my Instagram handle or Twitter. But it just came to me to say, you can actually share this with your podcast. You know, share the song and also share, you know, the things that God laid on my heart as I listened to this song. So, yeah, what I plan to do is to, you know, just share some of the song with you. Like I said, I think, I'm not sure if I've mentioned the title of the song, but this particular song is titled Just Be Held. Just Be Held. It's in the Life Songs Celebrating 20 Years of Casting Crowns album, and it's so beautiful in terms of like how it communicates to us. And I feel like this is for certain persons as you go into the new year, and you know, maybe you're already like trying to set your goals. You know, the theme for the year in this side of the world is, at least as we've seen online, is no grief for anybody, meaning don't have grief for anything that was like under you. So yeah, that's what the theme is. And you know, it could be making people be like, oh yeah, I want to set my goals, I want to be spiritual, I want to achieve certain things. But you know, there's also a place of actually being held by God, and I feel like that's the sweetest place to be, which is why I'm just going to go ahead and stop talking and play some bit of the song. So what I'll do is I'll play some bit of the song, I'll talk to you, play some bit of the song, and then I hope that, you know, when you're listening to this, it would also like inspire you to go listen to the song and, you know, just like learn a few things from here. And if it really blesses you, definitely, definitely please share with others. And yeah, let's just get to it. Now this is God saying he's on the throne.
Just be here.
I hope you can hear this clearly. You're not alone. Just be held by God. Your world is not falling apart, it's falling into place.
Holding on and just be held. Just be held.
So yeah, I'm going to pause the music a little and just talk to you. So if you listen to the lyrics, I'll probably just like put a link to the song in the description for this podcast so that you can also access it. Yeah, but this song is talking about someone who, you know, there's sometimes they categorize it as like very strong. Everyone is saying, well, you're a strong man, you're a strong woman, look at you getting all these things done. And, you know, and sometimes people don't know that the people that they tag as strong are probably people that go through the biggest challenges. They probably don't just talk about it enough. And maybe you're that person that's been categorized as, number one in God's strong men army. But you know how tough it gets, how sometimes you just wet your pillows with tears because of the many things you're going through. And this song is saying that you don't have to hold it all together by yourself. You don't even have to hold on to certain things by yourself. It says just let go and be held. And I feel like being held by God is the most beautiful feeling. Being held in the warmth of God's hands, being held in the warmth of beautiful people that are close to you is like the one of the best things, especially as someone who has been categorized as strong. Or maybe you're not even categorized as strong, but you know that, look, this is my life. I've seen shege. Even if people just think that maybe I'm not doing my best in my life or I'm not being the best person, I'm the one that knows where the shoe is pinching me, and I'm the one that knows what I'm going through. So today, some of the things I would love to share with you as we look at this just being held by God is to, number one, let go of fear. And you know, there are different kinds of fear, the fear of failure and even the fear of success, the fear of the unknown. You're going into a new year, and as much as people are like setting goals and all of that, like, hey, you know, I don't know what this year holds. The economy is terrible. I want to get married. I'm looking for a job. I want to go do my master's, and I don't even know how the year will pan out. And, you know, fear is just numbing you down at the beginning of the year. I'll just, you know, encourage you, my dear friend, to, you know, let go of fear, because it will not serve you. You know, it wouldn't even help you do anything. It would just keep you frozen. So instead of fear, you know, keeping you down, I would say let it go and do anything you want to do despite the fear. Do it afraid, do it unsure, but just like do it. And in the doing, you would definitely like gain more confidence. So definitely let go of fear, and then like let go of unrealistic expectations. Last year, as the year rounded up, people shared their, you know, a review of the 2023, how they've done certain things, and maybe you were now like, this person could do this, person could do that, I definitely want to do this. But you're not them, you know, and just like let go of unrealistic expectations, be ambitious, but also be realistic such that you're not setting up yourself for failure. I hope you get that. Another thing is, as you let go of fear, as you let go of unrealistic expectations, of even, you know, counsels of people that are bothering you, just like let go of all those things and then let God take care of you. I remember one of those years as I, you know, planned for the year, and as strong girl, but like, this girl is strong, she's independent, she's pursuing her goals, she's doing so well. And then I felt like that it was like a whisper or so, and God just told me, would you let me take care of you? Like, imagine God saying that to you. He said, yeah, he told that to me. And he felt like, I know that you can be all of this, but come, fall into the hands of grace. Fall into the arms of grace. Let me take care of you. I am the one that knows what's best for you. That's God speaking. And, you know, as much as you can plan and all of that, come to me. And I would really take care of you the best way. So I'm saying this to one or two persons who maybe you feel like you're an expert in what you do, or you feel like, does God really care about me? Or, you know, I just want to be myself. I would encourage you strongly today to do what? To really let God take care of you and like fall into the arms of grace. Imagine a baby, a little baby who wants to do several things, wants to crawl, wants to eat, wants to play and all of that. Once he sees the mother or father, the child is so confident that, look, these bigger things I want to do. I want to pick something up from the shelf, wants to eat. I may not be able to do it myself, but when mommy and daddy, when mommy or daddy, they're here, I can really do all these things. So like when God is with you, when you allow God to take care of you, all those bigger things that, you know, you want to do that you don't think he can do for yourself, you can get them done. Okay, so one of the things God told me at the beginning of this year is that this is the year to fully lean into him. You know, and it's beautiful that we cannot say, or we cannot get to a point where we feel like, I've known God fully, I don't need to, you know, do any other thing. My friend, we are learning more and more every day. We're growing in fellowship, we're growing in, you know, worship, we're growing in a relationship with God. So let this year be the year for you to also fully lean into God. And this is not the year of self-reliance, my friend. It's so interesting because we were so quick to say, I trust God, but when challenges come, we're so quick to begin to say, what do I do? Who do I call? Before we even think of saying, I want to talk to God, like we've talked about like 5-10 persons that we need to call, or we've talked about like 3 options that we need to try out. And God is like, yo, I'm here. Talk to me. Let me show you what to do. And it's something I'm learning every time to truly and fully like just like lean into God and go to him first before like any other option. So I hope that you also put this into practice in the new year. Another thing is when you feel like, and like the lyrics literally stated this, it says that when you feel like your world is falling apart, you know, it feels like everything isn't working, then that is when your world is truly falling into place. It's not falling apart, it's falling into place. And a good example for me of this case is Jacob. I've been reading through, I mean, it's the beginning of the year, but I've been reading through my Bible this year, and as I go through Genesis, I'm just amazed at the life of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, because as much as they're like super, you know, people who are like spiritual, no God, da da da, like when I see them do some things, I'm like, yo, this is not what you're supposed to do. God said he's going to do this. Why are you doing this? And look at Jacob, for instance. Like, he started out his life pretty much the second twin. Maybe not in so much. Of course, prophecy had gone ahead of him, but in fulfilling his prophecy, he was going to put things in his hand, he and his mother. And you'll be like, ah, God should be really pissed at them. Why would they deceive the father? You know, but God is just watching. And even when he had to run away because his brother was going to kill him, he went to his mother's hometown. And, you know, he got deceived, tried to marry, but they deceived him. He had to serve Laban for almost 20 years, and it didn't look like things were working. It felt like, you know, he wasn't being paid his wages, he was being used and all of that. But it was really God working things into place. And when he was going to leave Laban, when he had even left, and Laban was going to come fight against him, God said, don't fight against him, it's my son. And, you know, he met with God's angel, his name was changed, and it became such a great nation. So even though things were looking initially like his life wasn't going to make a lot of sense, you know, he was deprived of all the richness his father had when he had to run away, of the riches, rather, that his father had. But, you know, at the end, it still felt like, look at God working everything out for good. And I'm sure that you've seen this in your life at some point, you know, where, you know, it looked like an opportunity wasn't going to come through. But even when it didn't come through, like, bigger ones were coming. I mean, so we've experienced it. So when it even feels like things are falling apart this year, I hope you remember that it's falling into place because all things work together for good for those who love God. Yeah, so I think another thing I would just like to say here is that for folks who, you know, they feel like, see, I've gone very far from God, I've made him mad, I've done things I would not be pleasing to him. Look, what's important is not to stay there. The important thing is to turn and run into the arms of God. Now, remember that prodigal son that was talked about in the Bible, in the New Testament, where his father was rich and all of that, and was like, oh, look, pops, just like, give me my stuff, give me my inheritance, I'm done with y'all, I want to go explore the world and all of that. And he went away and then spent everything he had. He had gone very far from his father, partied, lived a very maybe rough life, and he realized that, look, I think I'm the source of my own undoing, I'm just going to go back to my father. The Bible lets us know that when he went back, his father welcomed him with open arms. So no matter how far you think that you have gone from God, he's really ready to welcome you with open arms this year. So please know that you're loved, you're fully loved and completely loved. So please come back into the arms of God. So that's some of the things I thought to share with you guys. As you know, as I was inspired by this song, I just noted them down in my journal. I'm like, yeah, I'll come share with you guys. I think another thing I'll just say so that this podcast episode doesn't run too long is, as you set your goals, as you plan for the year, I would advise and strongly plead with you to allow God inspire your goals. It's beautiful to just have all these ambitions, but really, really allow God to inspire them. Take time to sit with God as you write those goals and say, dear God, I want to do the things that your heart wants for me this year. So let him inspire your goals and aspirations. But even more, give room for things that God may not tell you now, but he has planned in the year. You know, some people always feel like, oh, I didn't set this goal, but I didn't achieve this other one I said, but I did this other thing. Sometimes it's not even all the goals we said that we achieve, but we see God leading our hearts to new things during the course of the year. So allow for flexibility for the other things that God may have planned for you that you don't know yet. So here, that's it. This is the God year. And you know, only those who follow God absolutely this year will have the best experience this year. So I hope you join our community, the community of those who following God wholeheartedly this year. And you know, I wish you a beautiful year. So before you go, I'm just going to play the song again so that you remember, Just Be Held by Casting Crowns. Falling apart, it's falling into place. And just be held, my dear friend, just be held. Just be held. Just be held by God this year. Just be held by God this year. And that's it. That's it. That's really it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If this has blessed you in any way, definitely share with your friends, loved ones. You know, tweet at me on Twitter. Send me a DM on Instagram and let's just talk. If you have questions for the year, I'm definitely here to help or provide a little bit of guidance. I just wish you a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful 2024. God bless you. Love and light always from Estitude. See you at the next episode. Bye.